Hello.
Hi, it's Abigail again. How are you?
Okay, hi Abigail.
Okay, I'm good. Sorry, I wanted to know. I'm pretty sure your case is going to be a new case because, like I said, I didn't see the waiver, and I know you had an assessment with the service coordinator yesterday. It could be it was for, sorry.
That's okay.
It's for MHX, which is for tracking mental health.
Oh,
That's
yes.
like a
Oh,
different waiver.
yes. See,
But I
I want to
would,
get my.
sorry.
I was getting up my compass thing a second. I just wanted to read to you what I. It's like a notice they sent me on January 2nd, I guess it was. It has me and
Yeah.
my son and daughter, and for him. Okay. You qualify for payment of home and community-based services effective 12/1/2025. You qualify for HCBS and the CHC waiver, and the state will pay your Medicare Part B because they had taken it out on them and then they returned it back to them.
Okay. Okay, you know what? Let's try calling into Maximus. Maybe they can give us more clarity in the situation, okay? I
Sure,
was
that
calling
sounds
to the
good. Yeah.
broker. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, just wait a second, please. I'm going to call them.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry?
That sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, yeah. Hold a minute, please.
If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you are calling from a provider's office, if you need to send application information to us, you can fax that information to 1-888-349-0264 or email the information to p. Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Yeah, I thought it would have been helpful if you had talked to that service coordinator who came out.
Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker.
Hi.
My name is Rita. May I ask who I'm speaking with today?
Yes, hi. This is Abigail from Family First Care, the home care agency, and I'm on the phone with the patient's mother. Michael Tempest is the patient.
Hello, I'm Joanne Tempest, Michael Tempest's mom.
Okay, and how do you spell his first name for me, ma'am?
MICHAEL, Michael.
And last name?
Tempest, T as in Tom, E, M as in Mary, P as in Peter, E, S as in Sam, T as in Tom, Tempest.
Okay, thank you. And what
You're
is his
welcome.
date of birth?
July 27th, 1998.
Thank you. And his address for me?
401 Bellevue Avenue, Apartment C, as in Cat, 4, Pendle, PA, 19047.
All right. And what was your first and last name for me?
Joanne, Joanne, Tempest, same last name. Hello?
Hi, I'm still on the line. Yeah, I'm still on the line. Did she say she's going to check the status?
I don't know. I gave her the information and it sort of just went blank. I don't know where she went.
Yeah, it seems like... Okay, let's maybe try calling in again.
Oh.
I don't know. Usually they like play like a recording or something.
Is it still sure that her number is on? I mean, is she still connected
with us? No, I don't see it, actually. Okay, let's try calling in again.
Well, that's kind of weird. I don't even know who she was. Okay.
No, that was the broker at Maximus. Don't worry. I call into them almost every day.
Okay.
It's from the broker agency. But it seems like they just got disconnected.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Independent enrollment broker. To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you are calling from a if you need to send application information to us, you can fax that information to 1-888-349-0264 or email the information to paieb@maximus.com. Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Taquana. Are you calling for yourself or for someone else?
Hi, my name is Abigail. I'm from the agency Family First Care. I'm on the phone with Joanne Tempest, the patient's mom.
Hello, my name is Joanne Tempest, and this is in reference for caregiving for my son, Michael Tempest.
Okay.
We wanted to know what status the patient is up to in the application. We weren't exactly sure if we're in the beginning, middle. We just wanted to know, maybe you can give us some details.
What is the first name of the member?
Michael.
Last name?
Tempest. T-E-M-P-E-S-T.
Thank you. And what is the member's date of birth?
July 27th, 1998.
Thank you. I now need to obtain some personal information. Please note, we will not speak to anyone in regarding the application without the written or verbal permission. May you please verify the member's address on file?
401 Bellevue Avenue, Apartment C, 4, Hendel, PA, 19047.
Thank you. And Ms. Joanne, what is your address on file?
401 Bellevue Avenue, Apartment C, 4, Pendel, PA, 19047.
Thank you. And I'm going to place you all on a brief hold. Just give me one moment.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
you.
Thank you so much for holding. I am still looking into this for you all. Just give me one moment.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are you humming to the music?
Thank you so much for holding. Is Michael available to speak with?
Yes. I mean, he's for the most part nonverbal, but he, come here, Michael. Want to say, come here, Michael. Say hello.
Hello.
Okay. So is Michael able to verify all his information on his own, is what I'm saying?
He's not, well, I mean, he's not going to be, I mean, we can, you can ask him where he lives and... It's for the most part nonverbal. I'm his mom.
Okay. So we would need verbal, we would need written consent basically to get you added to his case. You're not on his case to speak with.
Oh, well, that's weird because I should be on his case. I mean, I had two people coming. I had two people from the Pennsylvania Maximus come to my home, as well as the aging come to my home and a service coordinator come to my home. And the first man, Dean, he actually did it into my file, into Michael's file. He put the paper into Michael's file.
Okay, so there's nothing showing authorization. Just give me one moment. I am going to speak to my supervisor.
Okay, sure.
Thank you so much for holding. I am still speaking to my supervisor about this. Just give me one moment.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do you think you could the support coordinator to like, know they're going to come back on the set? Like, they could be staying really personal.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I'm still waiting here with you.
Yeah, I think we should talk to the service coordinator. I don't really know if she's gonna come home with something like personal. I don't know. Hello. Okay. I just don't know what we're gonna be. Miss, what are we gonna be talking about here? Because like I don't want too personal.
So it seems that you have a waiver for. Sorry, just a second. You have a different waiver for tracking mental health services, not for home care services.
Who's
so
speaking
it's a different
to me?
Kind of waiver. This is Abigail.
Okay, this is weird. Okay, so what's it called that you're saying I have?
What I'm seeing here is that you have a waiver for mental health services for county mental health funded based programs.
So what does that mean? Is that, you mean it's not caregiving?
It's a separate health care package. That's what I'm just seeing. I asked someone here at the agency if they know why you would have a waiver and not be and I don't see it when it doesn't come up when I look it up in the portal. And they said that it seems that it's a different waiver. It's for something else. It's for mental health based programs.
And does that include a caregiver?
So I guess not. That's why you would have to start this application like fresh. Like that's what you called assuming that you would be able to get a caregiver right away.
No, I was told by my support coordinator, which I was assigned, she came to my home. And
right.
I have a waiver that's in my Compass account for the what do you call that? The assistance office has approved that Michael has a waiver. And that's why I've got a support coordinator who came to the house. She told me to pick out a caregiver agency that she's going to put down a piece of paper and submit it to the state. So I'm supposed to pick. And she can't submit anything, and she has to get it in within 3 days now. It's 1 day or 2 days. She has to submit it to the state. I have to pick an agency. She can't send the forms off until the agency is picked. So I was going to pick yours.
Right. I know. I'm trying to figure this out with you.
Okay. Well, why don't I add my service coordinator on there then? And where did those people go? Where did the other people go?
Honestly, I'm not sure. Okay, let's try calling your service coordinator.
Okay.